holy name.
Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I'm praying that the world will wake up because they have backwards mentality. They try everything. They try drinking. They try smoking. They try all kinds of sex. They try all kinds of prestige. All types of parties. All types of drugs. Everything we can name. They have enough nerve to try, but they won't try Jesus. So backwards. You're the one who can feel the chasm, can feel that emptiness, that gulf in their life. And I'm asking you to give them enough common sense to try you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We love you and thank you for not giving up on me and the people on this line and for granting so many wonderful blessings and miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Oh, God, thank you. I'm looking at a miracle like we've never seen in 2015 right now. Mother Edna Johnson. And oh, God, we saw the enemy try to snatch her life, snatch it away. But you snatched it back and gave peace and joy. And now you're giving her strength. No wonder somebody calls you the everywhere God, because you're everywhere. We appreciate you. Nobody could do what you do. Remember when you fixed it for Jehoshaphat, when that the Munites and the Jebusites and all the Ites and Dykes were coming against them? You stretched out your mighty hand and set up ambushes for them, and they went to killing each other rather than your people. And when your people came up to fight, you had already fought the battle, and everybody in that great, enormous, huge army was dead. God, you're doing the same thing for us. You're killing giants for us. Anyone who reaches out to touch us, you're reversing the curse. Thank you for it. And bless your people everywhere. And bless their sons, their daughters, their loved ones around them. Bless their situation. Shake the chunk tree. And I'm asking you to send financial blessings to your people. For they desire, Lord, to enhance your kingdom. And many times it takes financial blessings in order to do that. Bless them, Lord, and let them go up in the name of Jesus, I pray. Could I ask you more, and you would answer my prayer, but I'm just going to come back to you tomorrow. Thank you again for everything you've done. We'll thank you 1,000 times and send up collectively over 2 billion praises a night to you on the blog line. You know we're doing it. Thank you for it, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. God bless everybody on this line. I pray for you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you.
May the Lord bless you.
May the Lord
bless you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you. And let's speak to the Lord. Wake up here. He's the one who let you wake up this morning. You could have been dead. And here you are alive. Give him praise. Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's your holy name. Lord. Let's praise him. Let's do a praise check here. Where's your praise left?
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We praise your name. We glorify
you.
We'll give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among me. Sing praises unto him. Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your holy name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We esteem you. We extol you. Come on, church. Help us pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Open your mouth and praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for what he's done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank you all for being here, and many didn't say anything, but thank you anyway. We do praise you. The Lord says in his word, sing praises unto him. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. God bless you. I want to, before we do our praise report this morning, I was talking to the Lord about whether I should give that message I gave on Sunday. And the Lord said, you can if you want to. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? And he said, go ahead and give it. And it was just really a demonstration I gave Sunday morning, Amazing Grace, a demonstration. God said to me to remind the people that ye are the light of the world. You are. You are the light of the world. And to demonstrate to Amazing Grace, they are the light of the world. See, the enemy many times will come against people who have an assignment, who have been chosen by the Lord to be a light to others and to be the light of the world. And he comes to distract them. He comes to frustrate them. That's one of the main things he's doing nowadays, trying to frustrate the saints of God and to keep them from reaching the goals set out by God himself. He doesn't want them to reach their greatness, if there is greatness in them. He doesn't want them to reach their destiny, the goals that God has set. He doesn't want them to reach it. And he'll use people around you to try to slow you down, try to hurt you, try to distract you, do anything he can, because he sees the greatness in you, and he knows that if you ever realize greatness in you and come to your full potential, then you'll do damage to his kingdom. So he plots around you. And he doesn't want you to realize that you are the light of the world, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He doesn't want you to come to that full realization, because you're a threat to his kingdom, and he'll use anything and anybody to try to frustrate you, distract you, keep you from reaching where God has ordained for you to reach, because it will do damage to his kingdom. And let me show you. God told me to demonstrate Sunday morning that ye are the light of the world. God blessed me to get a basket. And I put a lantern in that basket. And I took it to our church. And at a certain point when I got up, I declared that the church was representing the world that morning, the world. And I declared that the basket with the lantern in it represented the Lord, the Lord. And then I had my deacon cut off all the lights in the church. And we're in our fellowship hall. And when he cut out all the lights, it was pitch black there in the church. And there was only one glowing thing in the room. It was the basket with the lantern. You know, a basket doesn't, it has little cracks and peaks all around it. So you could see the basket and you could see the glow I hope you're hearing me. I hope you're seeing what I'm saying. You can see the glow inside the basket. Now, darkness was all in the world, all among the people, everywhere. But there was one thing that was glowing in the darkness, and that was the basket with the lantern inside of it. Wow. I must be messing with the devil. that glow. That glow inside that basket represented the Lord. And can't you see that he, in the midst of darkness, that room was completely pitch dark. And but there was one thing that was glowing, and that was that basket with the glow inside of it. And I said that's the way the world was, just like we are today. Darkness was everywhere. And the Bible says in Genesis 1 and 1, amen, that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, yeah. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness was everywhere. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then it says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Yeah, God is the creator of both good and evil. He divided the light from the darkness. So can't you see this world, the people in the audience of the morning? They were the world, the darkness. It was pitch black in the room, the basket glowing with the light in. And then I said, you know, that's the way it happened. The world had sinned, so there was darkness all over the world. Basically like we got now. The world has sinned, so it looked like darkness has tried to come upon the face of the deep. And what happened then is that God needed a light in the world. And so he looked around heaven to find a light that he could send to the world. None was found worthy except Jesus, the pure, spotless Lamb. God needed a pure, spotless Lamb. And he found it in Jesus, who had never committed any sin, never done anything wrong. Jesus came through 42 generations. And when he got here, he found a pitch black, dark world because of sin. Oh, yeah, you say it was light here, there, but the world in the spirit realm was dark, completely black. Jesus came to this world, and he was the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. And Jesus, in the midst of all this darkness, he was there, and he started doing good. And every time he did good, his light was revealed even more. And the world that was dark got brighter. Every time Jesus healed the lame man by the pool of Bethesda, the light got a little brighter. And I had my assistant, one of my associate ministers, this basket had a lid on it. And every time I would say something that Jesus did, he would open the basket lid a little bit more. And I said, when Jesus healed the woman who had the issue of blood, it took a little bit more of the darkness away from the world. He opened the basket a little bit more. So when Jesus turned the water to wine and baffled the minds of those around him, where they could see the goodness of Jesus, the world got a little brighter, and he opened the basket a little bit more. And I said, when Jesus healed the 10 lepers, the world got a little brighter, and he opened the basket a little bit more. And I said, when Jesus healed the woman, raised Lazarus from the dead, the basket, the world got a little brighter, and he opened the basket a little bit more. And I just kept naming things that Jesus did when he was on this earth until the basket was completely opened and there was light in the room. See? And then I said, and Jesus started going everywhere, all over the world, healing the sick. The Bible says that crowds came, multitudes came, and Jesus healed all of them. And he picked the lantern up out of the basket, and he was instructed to just follow me. And I said, Jesus went over to Galilee and healed them and saved souls there. And he followed me to Galilee with that lantern around the room. And when Jesus, wherever he went, when he went to Jerusalem, it lightened up the world. The world got brighter. Everywhere he went, Jesus, everywhere Jesus went, the world got brighter. Every time Jesus did something good, the world got brighter. And he walked around that room with me. To my left and to my right, the world got brighter. Everywhere Jesus went, it was brightness everywhere, because Jesus was the light of the world. Darkness had to disappear every place he went, because Jesus was the light of the world. And that whole room was lit up by that lantern. That one light made the difference. One light made the difference as Jesus went around the world. Oh, what a glorious, glorious time. And then I said, what am I trying to tell you all? And we walked back to that basket, and he put the lantern back in the basket and closed the lid on the basket. I said, and this is what happened in the world. The devil thought he had defeated Jesus, because Jesus went to Calvary, and he was assigned to go there for you and for me by the Father. They nailed his hands to the cross and nailed his feet, stretched him high, stretched him wide, and put him high, and dropped that cross into the ground, and dropped it low. And Jesus hung there and said in the Greek language, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then he hung his head and died. And when he died, the enemy, Satan himself, started saying, I won! I won! I won! He's dead! The light is out! The light is out! Called a party, and all his demons came to the party with drugs everywhere, all kinds of goofballs, cocaine, and asked all kinds of women and all kinds of homosexuals and all kinds of lesbians and all kinds of sex, having a party to celebrate the death and to celebrate the light going out, that he had put the light out. But all of a sudden, he looked around, and I picture this in my mind, that his demons start screaming. And Satan said, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And they were screaming. He said, what's wrong? Because they had peeped out of the party room and saw not only one light, but there were lights lit up everywhere. When Satan looked out and thought that he'd won and the light was out, he thought, instead of one light, the lights were everywhere. Who were the lights? You are the light of the world. You had come to Jesus and given your heart to him and said, Lord, I want you in my life. I want you to become my love, my joy, my hope, my peace, my shepherd, my leader, my guide. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Then I went to that basket again, and I said, this is you now. It was Jesus. He's at the right hand of the Father. He left the world and went to be with his Father, but he left you. Because he said, not only these things do I do, but even greater works shall you do. Why? Because I was one person on this world, in this world. But now I've got millions around the world who have become the light of the world. And you just do what I did and even greater works. And I looked at the basket. I said, this basket now that has this lantern in it with the lid covered, you are this basket. This basket is you. And there are millions of light rays coming out of this basket. You are the light of the world. And I said, and every time now you go to the senior citizen home and tell them about Jesus, the light gets a little brighter and the darkness disappears a little bit more. Every time you go on Skid Row and tell them about Jesus, the light gets brighter and the darkness disappears a little bit more out of the world. Every time you feed the hungry, the darkness disappears just a little bit more. He began to open that basket every time I would say things that we ought to do. Every time you go to the hospital and pray for those who are sick, the darkness disappears a little bit more. Every time you go to the jailhouse or to the prison or wherever and tell them about Jesus, the darkness disappears a little bit more. Every time you buy some clothing, the clothes are naked, and those who don't have clothing, the darkness disappears a little bit more. Every time you witness to that woman who is a prostitute on the street for 20 years, the darkness disappears a little bit more. I kept naming things, and finally that lid was off that basket. And light was in that room, that pitch black room. And my assistant picked up the lantern and began to follow me. And we're going all over the world. We're going to Africa. We're going to every corner of America. We're going to where, in your city, you're going to the community telling people about Jesus. The darkness is disappearing a little bit more. The reason why they passed that rule for homosexual people, men to marry men and women to marry women, is because we hadn't put our light, we hadn't taken our light to there. See, there was darkness, and the enemy wants to keep the world dark. But we are the light of the world. We're to take the light everywhere. All over this land. That's what this line is about this morning. We started with three people, but we began to tell people about Jesus and tell people that he's a miracle worker and tell people that there are more blessings than you've ever seen in 2013, 12, 13, 11, 10, 9. I'm going to tell you, and we're trying to take the light all over the world. Help us take the light all over the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are supposed to take the light all over the world. And we begin to walk around that room with you in mind, taking that lantern around the room. And everywhere we went in that room, light disappeared. The darkness disappeared. And I was telling the people that you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You got the light now. Jesus went back to heaven. You got the mantle. You to take the light everywhere. You're the light of the world. Then I took the light and we walked back, and brother, my sister put the light back in the basket, and the light was in the basket and the basket was open. And I said, but let me tell you something as I close today. Every time the Lord speaks to you and tells you to take that $10, $20 and shake it in the hands of that old mother, and you tell God no, the light in the world begins to disappear. It gets darker. And he began to close the basket a little bit, step by step. I said, every time God tells you to bring that inspirational message and you say no, it closes the light out a little bit more. And he began to close the mask a little bit more. Every time God tells you on this prayer line to open your mouth and praise the Lord and you sit there because you're too sleepy, too tired, and say no, it closes the light out of the world a little bit more. The world becomes darker. And every time God speaks to your heart and tells you to get up and praise me, and you say, I'm too sleepy. No. It closes light down a little bit more. And every time you can't obey instructions and God speaks to your leader and he tells you to do it like this and you say no, he tells you to call people certain by certain names and you say no, you're going to do it your way. It closes the basket light a little bit more. Every time you're trying to hold a grudge against your brother, your sister, hold a grudge against the leader on the line or the leaders, you say no, it closes the basket a little bit more. We are the light of the world. Every time you allow confusion to come in your mind, and you, God tries to tell you, I want you to have peace, and you say no, it closes the basket a little bit more. It just, and I kept naming things, and finally the basket was closed, and the room was dark again. And then, even though the room was dark, you could still see that basket, which represented you now, you could still see the light inside, which meant that God, even though you had gone contrary, even though you had rebelled and told God, I'm not going to do it. See, that's why I said that sin is not only what you do, but sin is what you don't do. And every time God instructs you to do things and you say no, it closes the basket. Here this basket was, still the light was inside of it, but it was inside, but it wasn't to the world. See, so you got to be careful. And when I say you, I'm not accusing you. I'm saying people in general. We have to be careful that we obey the Lord, because we are the light of the world. And if we don't really obey him and try our best to take the light to the world will stay in darkness. We have the responsibility. We are the light of the world. And if we don't do what God called us to do, to witness to those who are unsaved, and he gave us the power to cast out every devil and to heal the sick. He gave us the power to heal the sick and to raise the dead. See, God sent his disciples out to do that. And we are disciples. He gave us that power. And anytime we fail to try to be used of God, we close that basket. We bring darkness to the world and allow it to be dark. God bless you. Hope you got what I'm trying to tell you. You, woman, you, man, you. Yeah, people used to think that just the men were the ones called to preach and to teach. But I read in the scripture where it said that there is no bond and free, they're both the same. There is no difference between male nor female. See, God doesn't look at us like that. He looks at us as his people. That's what the word says. And we're the follower of the word. So you got the mantle in your hand. Man, you got the mantle. Woman, you got the mantle in your hands. You are the light of the world. And you're to take it. And if you don't do it, that basket closes a little bit more. The world gets darker. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Hope you got it. Amen. We are the light of the world. And God's holding you responsible. I gave that invitation on Sunday. My invitation went something like this. There are people all around this house who have tried everything. And you try to be a light in different ways to other situations. But you're the light of the world. And there's a light in you the devil doesn't want to get out. He wants to keep the lid on the basket. And you have never, never been saved, but you want to be saved. And God can let your light so shine. He can bring the light out. That men might see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Yeah. And I ask them If they tried other things and they failed, why not try Jesus? And they came. And the invitation went out to those. There's some people in the house who really come to Jesus, but somehow, some way, they let their light go out, and they need to rededicate their life and come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I gave the invitation to them. There's some people in the house who have been trying to take their light around, but they don't really have any foundation. They don't have a church home. But you're coming this morning and saying that I want you to be my pastor. I want this to be my church home. Bring your light, and let's join hands together and pray that God might resurface your light in the name of Jesus. And we had a great time and amazing grace on Sunday. People joined the church, and God blessed and God touched. Let your light so shine that men might see your good works. When it says men, it means woman and man. Everybody might see your good works and then give God glory, which is in heaven. God bless you. I'm finished this morning. I will open up the praise report line. If you've got a praise report, the time is not to, while I'm talking, you should be coming off of mute right now. Don't wait till I say the line is open to you and then you start pushing buttons. No. That's not, you haven't been trained if you're doing it that way. I've told you several times, just unmute your phone now so you'll be ready to jump in there and say, I got a praise report. If you got one, amen, I want to hear it. You're the one in the world. Yeah, I want to read this one more time to you. If you got a praise report, let it be known, because the Lord wants to use you for his glory and for his adoration. It's here, as I've read to you many times before, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. All right, that's your opportunity. Who has a praise report? The line is open to you. Who has one? Jump in there and tell of the goodness. Y'all ought to be seeing Dr. Johnson right now. Amen. The line is open to you. Who has a praise report and tell of the goodness of Jesus? What have you done for you? Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, everybody. It's a wonderful Wednesday. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Grace from Kansas City, Missouri. I got a call for a government job yesterday and an interview Friday. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's a good paying job with benefits. It is flexible. It's full-time or part-time. But my interview is Friday at 10 a.m., so I am so excited. I want to thank God openly because, as Lady Betty on this line, I just sent her my resume, and all she did was forward it. She was in position and just forwarded. So I thank God for doing the work through her. It is a ministry at an unemployment office trying to find jobs for people. So I'm just thanking God that God is placing people in position to work for the saints. So thank you, Jesus. And I just want to thank God for being obedient and forwarding my resume numerous times. But I'm just thanking the Lord that people are in position and are able to be used by God. That is my praise report today. Have a good day, y'all.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Ambassador like Charlotte Gray. And I think what she said to you and some of you, I may not know it, but Ambassador Lady Betty, she's a job specialist for this area. Amen. She knows where all the jobs are, good, bad, and has helped many, many, many people. So we salute Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, too. She's a phenomenal lady. Amen. And so we certainly salute her for helping so many people in this area. All right. Any more praise reports? If you got a praise report, come on. Anybody else? Y'all do it too slow for me. I gave y'all instructions, and you are the light of the world. Come on now. Anybody got a praise report? If you can just say, he's been good to me, that's a praise report. Every, Somebody got a praise report. God was so good to you last night. All right, here it is again. Praise report. Go ahead.
Thank God for goodness. I thank for watching on me all night, listening to me too. And then some painting I did, but God, they went away. And so I thank God for that because I've had a lot of power. God is good and He is a healer. And I thank Him, praise Him every day. Praise goodness.
All right, all right. Somebody else with a praise report, come on.
This is Ambassador Elect Mother Wilson. I'm so grateful that the Lord has saved me, and I'm glad that He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. I thank Him for all the strength that He's given me. I thank Him for the messages that I've heard, and I thank God for knowing that we can be the light of the world. Thank you, Dr. Duncan, for the message. It was great. And I just praise God for all that He is doing for me. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. We're going to take another one. Who has another praise report? Come on.
This is Sister Lucille. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold in my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, and I thank the Lord for this prayer line. God bless you, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and all the ambassadors and saints on this line. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, anyone else? Praise report.
How are you doing, Dr. Johnson?
I'm doing tremendous. Go ahead.
All right, this is how we got in that. This Mother Garnett's son.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I've just listened to your praise report this morning, man, and I really enjoyed it this morning, man. I had kidney failure and everything, and God's been good to me and everything, and I really enjoyed your praise report this morning.
Or my message. Yeah. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you very kindly, my brother. God bless you. Man, we need more men on the line. We're looking for you to stick with us. Amen. Stick with us. More men are coming. All right. All right. God bless you. All right. Anybody else have a praise report? The line is open to you.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, let me give instructions again. Come off of mute, y'all, right now. Don't be pushing no buttons when we say the line is open to you. Be there. Be there. And then jump right in there. All right, the line is open to you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Sister Joyce. I just want to thank God for the prayer line. And thank God
Sister
for all
of Joyce, we've been praying for you.
Yes, sir. And thank God for all of the prayers that were sent up. And thank God that I'm still alive and home and recovering. I want y'all to continue to pray for me.
Oh, we certainly will. You answered the prayer. God bless you, and God keep you. And this is the first time I think you've spoken on the prayer line, isn't it?
Yes.
And thank God for you.
Absolutely.
And tell your family that we met such wonderful family, Terrell and Felicia and all of your grandkids and all of those nieces and nephews. Great, great family. Tell them that we appreciate them. Praying for you also. God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
Any other praise reports this morning? The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador like Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of His goodness. I thank the Lord for having a light. I enjoyed that message so much this morning, being that Jesus is the light of the world, and He left us something to do. And I thank and praise the Lord for that on today. The Lord is good. I thank Him for waking me up this morning, and I thank Him for this prayer line. It's just a light to me, and I thank and praise the Lord for it on today.
Beautiful, Mother. God bless you so much. All right. Another praise report. We have time for you. Jump in there now. Now, come on.
This is Ambassador Hodges. I just want to thank God for another day that He's allowed us to see. I thank God for that wonderful message you brought this morning. Chief, Jesus is the light, that we are the light, and Jesus is the light, and how you really demonstrated that on this past Sunday. Thank God for the youth prayer line last night. The Lord really blessed us with some outstanding nuggets from the saints. Again, I thank God that I am saved, that He saw fit to save me and to fill me with the Holy Ghost. God bless you all.
Thank you. Beautiful. All right. We appreciate that. Thank you so very, very much. All right. We have one more.
Mother Britt. I just want to thank God, too, for this beautiful morning. Thank God it's late this morning for that beautiful sermon that you brought forward, telling us about the light and the darkness of Jesus. And I thank God for saving me. And I want him to use me, too, that I may be a blessing out in the wherever I go, that I can live up Jesus and somebody accept Christ for their Savior. Thank you so much, and may God bless all of you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Well, it's just wonderful to hear your voice. Good. Thank you.
God bless. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. John. This is Sister Jolene Garnett. I just thank you, praise God, for being here this morning. And I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for my son that came on the prayer line today. And I have been telling him about the prayer line. So I just thank God for him coming on the prayer line today. And I just thank God for you all. Thank God for the message, Dr. John. You keep letting the Lord use you because God is doing some great things on this First Fruit prayer line, and you are so compassionate, you and Lady Betty and Mother John. God bless you. I love each and every one.
Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. So much. So many beautiful.
Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank God for all that he is to me, for he is my everything. Truly, I just pray for the word on this morning that gives us a great start to go out and just think about being the light of the world, letting our light so shine that men may see Christ in our lives. And that's just something that we can dwell on. I praise God because it's a start for the day, and that just gives us the mind and the thought to be what the Lord would have us to be in these last and evil days. I appreciate your word on today, and Chief Ambassador Johnson, continue to be blessed. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. All right. I just want to take one more. Amen. Anybody else?
Right. Praise the Lord, my Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern, and please forgive me. I was on mute, but I was on mute for a reason. I heard the word, but I had purposely made in my mind, my heart, on yesterday that today is Veterans Day, and I wanted to do something special for my husband this morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came back a wounded vessel, but he is a healed saint. So I thank God for that. Amen. Praise today. Praise the Lord. Today is Veterans Day, and he sort of go a little out. He sort of go get all excited about Veterans Day because they made it a national holiday for the veterans. And so, but I do know that I got to be a light in the house first before I be a light outside. Charity begins at home and still spreads abroad. But on yesterday, I was just thinking about that, Chief, about being a light, you know, to the world. And so I had gotten so many beautiful exhortations and oh, my God, in the past week, and I wasn't able to really stop to thank you. But on yesterday, I to try to tell as many as I could my own special way from my heart to tell them thank you. With so many of them, I said, Lord, I got to tell them all at one time. But I do.
On the line, you opened up two phones. Don't do that, darling, please. And cut your other phone off. And you still got it on. Look around. And then mute your phone. Should be Ambassador Stern talking now. Amen. Mute your phone. Amen. Don't be so stubborn. You're like. And look around. Praise the Lord. Jesus.
You've got
to phone open. I'm not in my office, but my office, I would reveal who that is and locate you. You got the man talking about me now. Right. Jesus. Everybody just start saying Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
my God.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,